Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we are exploring, celebrating the new moon. There are many ways to celebrate the new moon, and I'm going to share some of those ways tonight. New moon is the start of the lunation. And every month, the lunation begins with a new moon, moves into waxing moon, full moon, waning moon, and the very last bit of the lunation is known as dark moon. Now, some people call dark moon and new moon as terms for the same piece of the lunar cycle. And one of the wonderful things about being able to celebrate the new moon is that you are able to have your own take on it according to your own tradition. Some traditions see that dark moon, new moon are happening at the time when the one lunation ends and the new begins, and will represent it with a disc. And often it's the form of a disc that is a dark moon and new moon disc. Now, some people say that the new moon is actually a couple days into the lunar cycle. When you first see the little bit of crescent in the sky, well, I'll leave it up to you as to when you want to celebrate the new moon. For myself, as with full moon, it may be full at a particular point astronomically, but looking at the sky, you see that full moon for at least 3 days if the sky is clear. So for myself, there is multiple days to celebrate the full moon in the same way with dark moon, new moon. Today, Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, is the first full day of the lunation, and I am glad to be able to share with you about ways of celebrating the new moon on this first full moon, full new moon day and new moon night. I have a variety of ways of celebrating new moon, and one way is to do some cleansing work. A chant that I created many years ago to celebrate this change from one lunation to another goes like this. And I use this joss stick that I'm working with in this dark moon, new moon transition chant to celebrate and to cleanse and to bless this transition. Dark moon, new moon, endings, beginnings. 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 So using this joss stick, or you can use incense in a variety of different forms. I like using frankincense joss sticks, or sometimes they will be sandalwood, because they are convenient, and you've got a wand as well as you have the incense smoke as part of it. So an important part of this dark moon, new moon transition and a way to celebrate is through cleansing. You may want to do a cleansing of yourself energetically. Now, some people call it sensing or smudging or blessing with incense smoke. And doing a cleansing to dispel what is not needed, and then to do another blessing for bringing to you what you would like to have in the next lunation. So dispelling what no longer serves and blessing with what you wish to have. So take the example. If you are struggling with some kind of illness, use the incense to symbolically and energetically focus your awareness and your intention on dispelling disease. And then, using the incense, breathing it in and letting it be a conveyor of healing, of well-being. And one of the great things about frankincense as an herb, it's actually a gum resin from a tree that grows in the Middle East on planet Earth. One of the great things about frankincense is it not only dispels and cleanses, but it also elevates, it enhances. And so, as I am working with my joss stick, those of you who are tuning in by the Selena Fox Updates Facebook page, you can see I'm waving my joss stick around. And for those of you who are listening live or later on our internet radio network, CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, use your imagination. Dark moon, new moon, endings, beginnings. Dark moon, new moon, endings, beginnings. Dark moon, new moon, endings, beginnings. Now, incense is one of my favorite ways to do cleansing and energizing. But you can actually, at new moon time, and actually at any point in the lunation cycle, but especially at new moon time, it can be powerful to do ceremonies working with each of the five elements of nature. So we've done a blessing, a cleansing and a blessing with incense. Now, for the earth element, one very powerful means of working with that is to work with salt. Now, salt was considered quite valuable in the ancient times, and it was considered magical, and it continues to be in many traditions today. Certainly, we need a bit of salt for our health and well-being. Too much salt, depending on your personal health conditions, might be a problem. But we're going to be working with just a bit of salt for our new moon cleansing. Taking a bit of salt and rubbing it between your hands as you experience the healing and cleansing power of salt, dispelling what is not needed, and then taking a bit of the salt and just holding it in your hands and connecting with the healing powers of this earth symbol. Blessings of physical healing and well-being at this new moon time. Another element that can be used at new moon time to celebrate is water. Taking a bit of water, asperging, anointing, experiencing the water in its cleansing properties, anointing yourself with healing and well-being. Water itself is also essential for life. And you may find, in addition to cleansing with the water, to do some hydration. And as you take a sip of water, experience that water flowing into your system and experience healing and wellness flowing through your body, but also your moods, your emotions, your feeling dimensions of self. Some people like to combine some of the elements when they do cleansing and blessing, and some people will take a bit of the salt and put it in the water to actually have earth and water, those two elements, combined. And certainly on planet Earth, we have the oceans that are salt water, and there's a lot of salt water on our planet. So a way of working with the salt water is working with the elements earth and water. And here again, you can use the water in a cleansing way, not only touching different parts of your body, but you can flick it around your sacred space in a cleansing way, and you can hold that water before you and experience the life-giving properties of the great ocean as part of a way of bringing healing and wellness to you at new moon time. For some people, they like burning candles as part of ritual work, and kindling a candle at new moon time. The fire itself has a cleansing dimension, but it also can be a healing candle. Some people may use different candles at new moon time for different purposes as part of a ritual. For the sake of simplicity, I have a single candle, and as I gaze into the flame and move my hand over the flame, I experience the warmth of the sacred fire cleansing me, blessing me, and blessing this space. And as I hold the candle before me and gaze into its sacred flame, I experience it being a sacred fire of healing and well-being. Powers of the sacred fire, blessing, repatterning, guiding, inspiring at new moon time. the incense stick, for those of you who want to work with combination, has the smoke, but it also has the fire. And some people prefer to have salt water and to have a joss stick or some other form of incense that's ignited so that you have fire and air also as part of a way of attuning to the elements for cleansing and for well-being. Now, for some who are involved in different forms, different traditions of Wicca and Druidism, of heathen ways, of other forms of contemporary paganism, and related paths of nature spirituality, will work with the four element system: earth, air, fire, water. Well, my own tradition, which is known as the Circle Craft tradition, which I helped birth, but it has gone out into the world by the many practitioners that have worked with it, not only works with earth, air, fire, water, but works with the fifth element, which is spirit. And the symbol and the ritual tool that I use most frequently for that fifth element is a quartz crystal. And crystal can also be something that can aid in cleansing, using it to cleanse a space, to cleanse yourself, and to bring about healing and well-being as part of personal spiritual practice. I like working with all five elements, and there are ancient Greek pagan mystery traditions that work with the five elements instead of the four elements. In fact, the pentacle, the five-pointed star that's encircled, was a symbol used by Pythagoras and the ancient Greek pagan mystery traditions that he taught. It was also a symbol of one of the ancient Greek deity forms, Hygieia. We get the name Hygiene, health, from her name. And I like working with the five elements of nature because not only is it rooted in the ancient pagan past, but it has alignments in a number of traditions, not just the Circle Craft tradition, but other pagan traditions in nature wisdom ways. In 21st century world, that there's an alignment and an attunement with the five dimensions of life, of human life and of nature. We have the earth, the physical realm, our physical bodies, and at new moon time, it can be really a powerful thing to work with each of these five elements and to take time and do an assessment, a reflection. How are you physically? How is your physical health? What's happening with your physical environment, your physical possessions, your physical habitat, your home? Doing some work to restore order or to repattern the physical realm. Powerful time to do that is new moon. For air, our breath, not only the incense smoke is a symbol of that, but our breathing and our thoughts. The realm of air is connected with cognition, with rational analytical thinking, with learning. And this is a powerful time to take a look at what's going on with our thoughts and, as needed, to do some repatterning. do your thoughts dwell on things that bring you joy, that help you with effective and joyful functioning in daily life? Or do you have some self-talk, those words that you say to yourself, that's actually interfering with your peace and joy of life? Are you criticizing yourself? Are you complaining a lot? And not only thoughts that you have within your own consciousness, but as you are having conversations with others. And clearly, when there's problems, there needs to be some discussions and dialogue. But taking new moon time to pay attention to what's happening with your intellect. What are you reading? What are you watching? What are you talking about? Do you seem to be in a rut around that? What are some ways to feed your intellect? Some new things to read about. So to study, to really take a look at your intake of information. And I do think part of the power of New Moon and our thought processes, assessment, and repatterning has to do with using our critical thinking skills. So we have some thoughts about what's going on. How do we know what we know? What are our sources of information? Are they accurate? Can we fact check them? So this, too, is all rooted in the ancient pagan philosophical path, an honoring of truth and of correct information. So I invite you at New Moon time to allow yourself to explore some new ways of getting information and to do some checking on concepts that you have and information that's in your mind, and you may find that it is helpful to get information about what's happening in the world from more than one source. If you get information from social media, go to some vetted, that means fact-checked, media sites, and talk to somebody who is knowledgeable in a particular area. And New Moon, when it comes to the realm of air, is an excellent time to allow yourself to learn something new, to feed your mind with some new information. It not only is mentally healthy for you, but it can contribute to your overall functioning in life. Fire. The element fire. Yes, it is in the form of a candle flame that I have here as a ceremonial tool. But fire is energy. And the electricity that is so important to many of us as part of our day-to-day life, and that makes this podcast and this live stream possible. Take a look at energy. What energizes you and contributes to your stamina? What is draining? What can you do to shift your pattern of energy interaction within your own life as well as your life with others? Take a look at your habits, and perhaps it's time to repattern a habit, to let go of something that you're accustomed to doing and to try something new. So this is also something that is good for any time of a lunation, but at New Moon, you have the power of new beginnings to aid you and trying something new. Fire, energy, it's about assertiveness, about courage. It's about taking good care of yourself and making sure that you have good variety, a good balance of work and play, of alone time and time with others, and being able to evaluate your activities, which is also another part of the fire realm, is a powerful way to celebrate the new moon. And water, as I've talked about before, has many dimensions, but the water element, your moods, your feelings, your relationships, take a look at what your moods have been like. Are you in a variety of ways? Do you have the ability to be centered and calm? Are you calm? Are you joyful? Are you sorrowful? Are you angry? Well, being able to be more aware of what your moods have been doing. Certainly, some have found during the pandemic of 2020, now going into 2021, the isolation of social distancing and not being able to gather in most places of the world in large groups or even in some small groups. This can really take a toll on our emotional well-being. So at this new moon time, I invite you to consider some ways of making connections with others and to do something joyful. I want to give thanks to everybody who is listening and watching live, and all of you who are listening and watching later, for taking part in this new moon celebration. Is a way of being able to make connection. Not only connection with me and with Circle Sanctuary, which is sponsoring this workshop, but to connect with others, knowing that you are part of a group gathering in cyberspace and inner space to celebrate this new moon. Spirit. Well, how do you work with spirit in your own life? How do you define the sacred? Or for you free thinkers, what form does source take? This is a powerful time to strengthen your alignments with the divine, with reason, with source, according to your own tradition. And one of the things I like to do in working with a tool of spirit at new moon time is to give thanks and honor the sacred. For me, it's not only the five elements of nature, earth, air, fire, water, spirit, but also the circle that connects them in the symbol of the pentacle, and the sphere that not only links the sacred directions of the circle with north, east, south, west in it, but the sacred sphere connects us with that which is below, planet Earth, our home, that which is above, the cosmos in which we live and dwell, and the center, that is spirit, that connects those directions and dimensions together. And the spirit that's not only the center of the sacred circle and sacred sphere, but the spirit that is soul, that is within us. Spirit that is the interconnecting web of life, the circle of nature around us, being able to do alignments with the divine, with these sacred directions and these sacred dimensions at new moon, is a powerful way of being able to get your next lunar month off to a fabulous start. And of course, there's working with the moon. Now, new moon time, you're not going to see the moon in the sky unless you're working with that definition of new moon. That's a couple days after dark moon, new moon time, where you just see that sliver. The new moon is not visible in the sky at dark moon, new moon time because it's conjunct with the sun. So you will see, those of you who are tuning in on my Facebook live stream, I have an image of a sun with, in the center, a circular space that represents the dark moon, new moon time. So it's a time of honoring sun and moon. Some people do divination as part of celebrating the new moon. One way of doing that is getting a scrying mirror. Now, a scrying mirror can take a variety of different forms. The one that I have that I'm working with in this workshop is circular, and it's a black mirror. Some mirrors are concave, some are circular like this, some are square, some are actually silvered, although I use my silver scrying glasses, mirrors, for full moon work, and I use a black mirror for my dark moon, new moon work. So how do you work with a dark moon, new moon scrying glass? Holding it before you and gazing into the depths. And lighting around you is important. You don't want lots of really, really bright light, but you need to have enough illumination so that as you gaze into the depths of the black mirror, this allows you, either with eyes open looking into the mirror, or what many people prefer is to use that to start out the work and then to close the eyes and internalize the image and to gaze into that black mirror in the mind's eye and paying attention to images, sensations, words, messages that rise up with this focus. So you can use it to scry, you can use it to aid you in receiving guidance, but with divination, it isn't necessarily just looking ahead to the future. In fact, what's really powerful about new moon time and why I like to celebrate new moon as well as full moon is that you have the past, the eternal present, and the future all converged at dark moon, new moon time. So new moon is a really powerful time to reflect on what has been, reflect on what can be, and to take those understandings into what is here and now. So it can be an opportunity to prepare oneself for the month ahead by creating a space in your life for guidance. So what I'd like to do now is to facilitate a new moon meditation with this theme. Now, if you are in a place where you can sit comfortably and to have some kind of notebook and pen to jot down some notes, I invite you to get that. Or if you prefer to use some kind of audio note taker with one of your devices, or perhaps you want to text yourself a message to what is coming through, I'll leave how you make a note of what you receive up to you. While it is not essential that you make a note of the guidance that you receive when you do this new moon meditation, I think you will find that it will be helpful for you because doing the meditation is one piece, but integrating and delving into what comes to you is another important piece, and being able to reflect later on it as things unfold in the lunar month that's progressing can be really a good way to build strong connections between the intuitive part of your consciousness and that rational, analytical, daily stuff, the waking life and the dream time, the inner life, the intuitive life. And the same type of meditation could be adapted for those of you who do dream incubation. What is that? Incubation for dreams is to give yourself a suggestion, often in the form of doing ritual, chanting, and or affirmation work. And here again, having some kind of journal next to your bed, if you're doing the dream incubation part, it's really a good idea. So that before you go to sleep, you set up the meditation, go to sleep, and then as you awake, you pay attention to what guidance has come to you. But instead of doing a dream incubation now, I just wanted to let you know that's a variation for a new moon divination. I'd like to guide you in this. Now, if you are multitasking, and especially if you're in a motor vehicle listening to this meditation, I'd invite you to pull off the side of the road if you want to go deep, or save this part for later so that you are safe. So begin by taking some deep, slow breaths to center yourself. Get comfortable. And then before you go deeper into the meditation, just pay attention to what's around you. Are there distractions? Well, try to lessen that distraction stuff. So as you relax, you might want to shut a door if you're indoors in a room. You may want to turn off music that's playing, or maybe you like that as background. I'll leave that up to you. Just spend a few moments creating a space for you to do your new moon meditation. And as I mentioned before, if you can have something to make a note of what comes to you at each of these parts of meditation, that would be a really wonderful thing to do. You may find it helpful to get yourself and your space around you into an even more conducive space for meditative work. I'm going to play a singing bowl and also do a chant. Wherever you are, if you want to hum or sing this note as part of a way of helping you move into a more meditative state, I invite you to do so, or you may prefer to just listen to it for a few moments and let the sound of the singing bowl and my voice aid you in your meditative journey at this new moon time. To the powers of the new moon, each in your own way, to be with you, to guide you, to aid you. In this inner journey, focus on the here and now, the present. Focus on your physical body and move it around and allow yourself to get even more comfortable. Focus on your breath, breathing in and then with the exhale, releasing what you do not need to have with you. Breathing in relaxation and releasing. And as you tune into your energy, be appreciative of your life force. Feel your vibrancy. And just be. And attune to your feelings. And you may want to use a word centered or calm or a phrase centering into calmness. Being calm, being centered. And then attune to the essence of your being, your soul, your inner self, your spirit, to the divine, by whatever name or names that you connect with the divine. Or you may just focus on new moon. Attuning to the spirit at this new moon time. And envision that you are surrounded by a beautiful ring of radiant light, the color of starlight, with all the colors in the rainbow in perfect harmony, creating this brilliance. Now prepare to journey deeper. Reflections on the past. Reflections on the past. Reflections on the past. And as you hold that focus in your mind's eye, in your consciousness, just spend a few moments and reflect on what you've been doing in the last few hours. And expand that to the last few days. The last month. Just focus on the month. Now passing. What is something that you have learned the last few hours, the last few days, or the last few weeks? Let an understanding of a learning come to you. focus on that for a few moments. And as you do, see what you can do, what comes to mind, of a way that you can take that learning into your life in the next few hours, few days, few weeks, as you move into the future. Then return to the present, the here and now, the new moon, and now we shift our awareness to the future, to realm of possibility. Reflections on the future. And let that part of yourself, your imagination, blossom. Let ideas and thoughts swirl in the next few moments of possibilities for you, yourself, as you go into this new lunation, you go into the next few hours, the next few days, the next few weeks. And see what comes to you in response to this question. What is something that I can do in the near future that will be a benefit to myself and or to others? Reflect on that. And if it feels right to do so, try it out in your imagination. Actually imagine yourself doing something that might be a possibility for you. You're not committing yourself to doing it. You're letting your imagination, your creativity, your intuition create a space for a kind of repatterning, for a kind of birthing something new, something that you could be doing. And if you have a way of making a note of that, then I invite you to do that. And then, as you feel ready to do so, return to the present, to the new moon now, new moon now, new moon now. And I invite you to do a reflection on new moon now. In particular, reflect on what types of things about new moon celebrations that have been part of this podcast, of this live streaming new moon workshop. What's something that has resonated with you? It might be something new, a new thought. Or it might be something that you really like. And for those of you on Facebook live, if you wish, I invite you to put something in the chat, something that you take from our time together in this celebrating new moon workshop. Or if you'd rather not put it there, but you want to share it with me, you can do so with a message, or you can email me, selena@circlesanctuary.org. New moon now. New moon now. New moon now. And as I play my sutra, let us give thanks to the new moon. Let us give thanks to the earth and the physical realm, to the air and the mental realm, to the fire and the energetic realm, to the water and the emotional realm, to the spirit and the spiritual realm, and to the sacred circle and the sacred sphere that connects us with all that is. New moon, we give thanks. 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 And may the blessings of the new moon continue to be with you right now. And in the next little while, while we're still in this new moon orb, and pay attention to the moon over the next few days, and hopefully you'll have a chance to see some clear skies at some point, or you can go online and get a new moon app and watch a lunar app and watch the crescent appear and get bigger. Working with the moon can be a powerful way to not only attune to the moon itself and its rhythms, but the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. Something you may consider doing tomorrow on the second day of new moon, as the moon, new moon starts appearing to wax, is during the day, and if you can, at dawn, celebrate the rising sun, the beginning of the new day, at this new moon time, another powerful way to celebrate. I give thanks to all of you who have been watching and listening live. And I give thanks to all of you who are watching and listening later. One of the wonderful things about podcasts and live streams is they can be archived. And yes, we archive these. I archive my live streams on my Selena Fox Updates page on Facebook. And some of them do make it onto my Selena Fox YouTube channel. In addition to this being new moon, it's January 2021, and we're the beginning of the new calendar year. We're early on, we're moving towards that, and for those of you who celebrate the cycle of seasons, the Sabbaths that mark the beginning and midpoints of each of the seasons, this is the new moon of Imok, or Candlemas, or Bridget's time. So if you haven't already done so, I invite you in this lunation to get ready for celebrating Imok, the time of the goddess of the waxing light. Although in my alignment with Bridget, I'm a year-round Bridget priestess. and celebrate her at each of the seasons. This is a time of moving into rebirth and renewal for hope and renewal, rebirth, and at this new moon time, new year time, and at this time of going into the first Sabbath of 2021, and for those of you who may be connecting in the southern hemisphere, yes, you're going into Lunasa, so I want to do a shout out for you and celebrate that as well, which is the time of the first of the harvest. Well, all of these wonderful times are great for moving into 2021. And as we close, I sound this bell at this new moon time. For remembrance, for repatterning, for envisioning, all of which are powerful ways to celebrate the new moon. Thank you all for tuning in, and for more information about Circle Sanctuary, visit us on the web, circlesanctuary.org. We have an Imhotep celebration that's coming up later this month, and I'm going to be doing a Healing with Bridget workshop live. And there'll be all sorts of other things. Plus, I'll be doing a Bridget Imhotep full moon circle that will live stream on the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel if all goes well. You can find out more about Circle Sanctuary at online at our website, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter, and the Circle Sanctuary Community Facebook page. And you can learn more about CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast on the web. You can see a schedule of upcoming podcasts, not only by me, but other people in our podcasting team. And you can go to CSN Podcast on Facebook and get information there. Thanks to our podcasting team, David and Jeanette and Laura and Deborah and Casey. Thanks to all of you for your support. And to find out more about me, Selena Fox, and things that I have unfolding and doing, you can find me on Instagram and YouTube, Selena Fox, and the Selena Fox channel. On Twitter, it's Selena_Fox, and on Facebook, it's Selena Fox Update. So many blessings. Happy new moon. May you be well. May you be safe. And may you continue to attune to the moon at new moon time and throughout its whole lunation rhythm. So be it.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be poor me with a stiff whiskey crutch? Oh. Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much. Oh. And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car. In the cold, it's just me and the moon tonight. Me and the moon tonight. And gonna go like this? Am I gonna have to drop down, drag it out with my thoughts? Oh no. Is it really gonna end this way? Me tangled in the web of all that I saw.
Oh no.
And I'd really love to cut the wires, but I'm here without a blade. I've been paralyzed with my eyes on fire as I face the choice I made in the snow. Turns to rain. It's just me.
Programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the